This is Neil Doody for ArtSound FM, and this morning I'm talking with Michael Solis from the Canberra Artist Action Group. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Neil.
So the Artist Action Group, we spoke with you about a month or two ago about that, after having really re-energised it, I guess. What's been happening since then?
Look, I think since then what's been wonderful is that the Artist Action Group has really become, I guess, a mainstay now of the landscape for so many artists. What we have been doing is we've been continuing weekly forums where artists across the region are able to come and discuss particular topics around the arts, and those have ranged from, you know, what opportunities will emerge after COVID-19, as well as how can we ensure that artists are remunerated when there is so much free content out there. And these conversations have been really useful to continue to support artists in these challenging times and be a focal point for conversations and critical thought. What has also been wonderful is the fact that it's been able to be a nexus in terms of talking to government, to media outlets, and a whole bunch of wonderful coordinated activity has emerged. For example, I know Events ACT have just launched this Rise Canberra website for artists across the territory as an events calendar, and they're doing a whole range of activity at the moment around arts events in online and in real spaces as physical isolation is getting phased out. And that's been done with a high degree of correspondence with the Artist Action Group. Likewise, you know, speaking to various media outlets, we've been releasing various podcasts promoting arts in Canberra. We've been developing a project that will enable a citywide broadcast of creativity, of creative experiences that people at home listening on the radio or watching online are able to interact with. So to promote different artists and to promote the importance of creativity and provide that point of stillness, reflection and community building that the arts are so important. So it's been a wonderful opportunity to continue those conversations and, I guess, ensure that to be a platform for the whole community to work together to enable creativity to build a better Canberra. And I know the conversations that have ensued through the minister's office, both sides of politics at the moment have engaged with it, certainly bureaucrats, as I mentioned, with Events ACT and Arts ACT and media outlets. It's all been wonderful, and I think just speaks to this really unique landscape in Canberra, which is just so collegiate and overwhelmingly positive, despite the fact that there are challenges and serious challenges. I think what's inspiring is that we're all looking at positive ways to meet those challenges. And the way that the whole city's come together, I think, is quite unique and quite special.
Yeah, and using the group as a central point for that. So if you're an artist and you're not actually involved with the Canberra Artist Action Group at the moment, I suspect the best way to begin would be to join your Facebook page. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's correct. So just if you look for the Canberra Artist Action Group, and there's also a public Facebook page as well, Support the Arts Canberra, which you can join. And we have weekly open forums at 12:30 every Wednesday. And it's been wonderful. Every week we have new people come along. There's a core group of people who attend all of them, but it's really an opportunity for people to drop in when they can and discuss ideas, but also just hear what other artists are doing. And for example, the way that other artists just feel really supported and nurtured, knowing that there are others out there that are facing similar challenges. For example, the challenge where artists just feel compelled to create yet feel it really difficult to actually do things at the moment, given the challenges that are happening. And it's been really wonderful for artists to hear that from others. And it's almost a reassurance, for example, to know that actually it's okay if I just need this time to, withdraw a little bit and just, try to nourish myself rather than be on this treadmill.
The group is more than just a sort of a rallying point for a Canberra's artist, but it becomes a sort of a self-help group as well.
Yes, it's definitely been that. And for a lot of artists, it's been a point during the week where they can really become grounded and listen, share with others.
Mm. So the main things there are the group is on Facebook and you need to engage there. Secondly, it's every Wednesday that you actually have a group meeting.
Yeah, every Wednesday at 12:30 we have the forum. And then there's a whole bunch of other works that we've been collaborating with other organisations, other bodies on. For example, we're working to collect some data to really show how Canberrans can engage with creativity before, during and after COVID-19. As I said, we've been working on these weekly broadcasts that will promote creativity around the territory. We've also been providing information and pointing people in terms of getting the correct information for income support, JobKeeper and JobSeeker, as well as advocating to government, which, you know, has had a really positive response. I mean, I think it's well over 2.2 million now. I think that they've, I could have that number slightly wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's around the number, the dollar value of the support that they've given directly to the arts. So, you know, these things don't happen by accident, and they happen because governments, artists, audiences, media work together. And yeah. That's what we've been doing.
That's great. Well, the Artist Action Group is becoming a really important part of Canberra artists' lives by the looks of it. I look forward to keeping in contact with you over the next few weeks and months as we start to come out of this, I hope, and see where we go from there.
Thanks so much, Neil.
Thank you, Michael.